If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks. Oh, my gosh. So much to share today. It's going to be a sharing day today.
Sharing is caring, you guys. Sharing is caring.
We are. Somebody's going to have to tell me who the fifth Republican is that's voting yes on impeachment today. Mm. I can only find four names, and I know it's Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, John Katko, and Fred Upton. I can't find the fifth person, but I keep hearing it's five.
Liz.
Yeah. What
your dad
in the
was,
world?
Your dad was such a cool cat.
I mean, dynasties are bad. Right? I think that's the key here.
Dynasties are bad. That's a great lesson to take away from this, Mock. I agree. I think dynasties are bad.
Let's just end those.
Like, pick another profession. Go be something else. What's your problem? I mean, I'm something else that my parents were.
Yeah.
You're not a scientist. That right.
you would be like the worst
scientist ever. You'd be like, what the hell's a beaker?
Huh? I mean, no, I would learn what a beaker is.
What? Yeah, but you would be like, I don't want to do things with this beaker.
I would say, this looks like a lot of work.
You totally would. You totally would do that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So right. You were saying before we went live, like, how old we are.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
We're really freaking old, you guys. Because there was a guy that, like, there's a guy that I saw on Facebook that is converting. Oh, I went to high school with Mock's husband. If you guys don't know the story, there's a great podcast on how Mock and I met. It's like serendipitous. This is divine. This connection right here is completely divine. The reason that we're together, it is literally a divine thing.
Especially since we didn't meet through my husband.
No, not at all. So, like, we are meant to be doing what we're doing and talking to you. Anyways, there's a great podcast on how we met. It's fantastic. I grew up in Atlanta with her husband. We went to elementary school together, middle school together, high school together, blah. So there's a guy that I followed this Facebook group. I wasn't really a big fan of high school.
And neither was my husband.
Right. But I stalk this one page where I can kind of see like what people in high school are talking about. And this one guy took a bunch of old VHS tapes and is converting them to YouTube of the high school yearbooks. And it was her husband's year. He's a year younger than me because she robbed the cradle. So
yeah, if it would have been my year, it would have been on Betamax.
And y'all be talking about your 8-track tapes in your Trans Ams. So I told her this morning, I'm like, you got to tell Ron about, you know, how this guy is converting like the yearbooks to YouTube, which is pretty cool. And I watched like a snippet of it and like the clothes and the music in this. You guys, it's so freaking 80s. It's so funny. But anyways, and I'm like, God, we're so old.
Yeah. And so that made me remember an incident from last night where I went to go and clip a cuticle because it's dry right now. My cuticles are a mess.
Right.
And so I went to go and take clippers. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see my cuticle.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on how blind I am. Don't. Like, it gets worse every year. Once you start wearing glasses, it's like you can't, there's no turning back. And then you just get blinder and blinder and blinder
every year. Oh, my
God.
I was like, seriously? I mean, what in the hell? I've had LASIK.
Right.
Why is this happening?
Yeah. Yeah. So today, anyway, you guys, we have to talk about all the people that are pissed off at us. It's like basically like a hate mail day.
It's a hate mail day and a crazy person mail day.
Right.
Because holy crap, we're just, And I saw a little bit of that in our comments yesterday, because, you know, we said, or I said, I was like, listen, I see people saying, don't worry, Trump is going to be president for another 4 years. And we addressed that yesterday, and we were like, it's not going to happen like that, you guys. I just wish people could accept our fate in the next few weeks and right. understand that I just, even Trump yesterday, Trump was at the wall in Texas. He said, he referenced Joe Biden, hopefully not messing up his progress on the wall. So, right. I mean, even he has accepted that.
FYI, he's totally going to do that, Trump.
Yeah, I mean, of course
he's totally going to mess up your progress on the wall. Yeah.
He's totally going to mess it up. But I mean, at least Trump is saying out loud, I hope the next president, which is Biden, is not going to mess up my progress. So
right,
if
right.
Trump is admitting it, then I think his followers and supporters need to also admit it.
Right.
But there's a lot of people now, and, you know, 70,000 plus of them on Twitter are gone now. Like the Q crowd they've been banned, which is, that's not okay. Like, it's not okay for people who follow Q or who think whatever they want to think are getting banned left and right.
Yeah,
of course, that's not okay.
No.
I'm not a subscriber to that
newsletter.
Wait. Yes, I am not a subscriber to the Q newsletter.
No, we're not. Yes. We're not subscribers to that newsletter.
I find the newsletter fascinating.
No, it's.
But I don't want to buy it. You know,
it's fun to look at every once in a while and be like, yeah, that's interesting. But we're not going to subscribe to that newsletter.
No. Not going to subscribe. So here is an email that we received, and I won't say from whom because the very first line says, just between us. And of course, I'm about to share it with like thousands of people. So that's why I'm not sharing who it's from. But I don't know who it's. I don't know this person who sent this to us. But this person sent us what's really happening. That's the subject line.
Oh.
And it says, between us, special forces took Pelosi's laptop. They found the virus was from China with the help of Joe and Hunter. Mainstream media is silencing this. Within the next 72 hours, all media will be pulled worldwide and the emergency broadcast system will be enacted. It will be a false flag nuclear event in order to be able to effectively instill the Insurrection Act of 1807 and get people paying attention. The Insurrection Act has been signed and the assets nationwide are in place. Do not be afraid. It's always darkest before the light. Our nation and world as a whole will be affected and changed permanently and forever for the good. Evil has lost and good hope and the light have prevailed.
Okay. All right. So
that's the stuff that is... That's how people are dealing, I guess, with everything that's going on. They're like hanging their hats on that kind of
okay,
thing.
So then what happens when that doesn't happen in 72 hours? Then what? Are they going to come up with another like thing? Because this is the thing. They keep moving the goalposts, right? This mm-hmm. is what these people keep doing. I mean, first it was like John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to save us all. Because he's not really dead, right?
Man, that'd be awesome because he's hot. He's so hot.
So,
I mean, listen, I want him to be alive as much as the next person.
Right, right.
But, I mm-hmm. mean...
Yeah. Can we bring back Chris Farley, too? Because I really loved Chris Farley.
I know.
Like, from
and
that
John
era.
Candy.
Some people. Like, Phil Hartman was a good... I really... He was funny. There's a lot of people from that era I'd like to bring back. Too.
A lot of people.
Right.
So mm-hmm. anyway, so that's, you know, people are holding on to that kind of hope. And I just don't know if that's healthy, maybe.
Healthy is a great word.
I just worry about
that. Healthy.
It's
a great word, Mock. I like that.
I mean, I see it as a coping mechanism at this point. Because listen, I'm not going to deny things are bad. Like, things are not good right now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Everything is crazy.
But it's like living in a world of make-believe.
Yeah.
Listen, you were a psychology major, and I totally agree. I think it's like it is a coping mechanism. And sometimes you just got a freaking deal, man.
Yeah.
You just got to accept
and move forward and not hang on to things that are unlikely to happen.
Right.
We also, and I predict now, we're about to talk about a reason that someone is leaving our site. I predict that will happen a lot. And we mentioned this yesterday as well when we talked about the different platforms that were going to or that were on in case the shit really hits the fan and we get booted off of our largest platform, which is Facebook. If we get booted off of YouTube, we've got Rumble up and running. If we get booted off of Twitter, we had Parler. We're hoping Parler will come back. We're there. You know, we've got all these different outlets that we're exploring, and we listed them so that people would stop saying, go to CloudHub, go to MeWe, go to this, go to that, go to this, go to that. We can't be everywhere, so we decided on narrowing the pool, and we listed those in a, right.
There are two of us, and we both have full-time jobs, too.
Right.
So it's like and the reason that we have full-time jobs is because we've been squelched by social media. You know, there was like a 2-year span where we it's not that we didn't have full-time jobs, but we were in radio and we worked together. And it was, I say there was a 2-year span. There was probably a 6 or 7 year span where we actually worked together. But it was there was a 2-year span where we had full-time writers and things were a little different and they weren't squelching us as much. And so we weren't squeezed. And so it was, you guys, the behind the scenes on this is, a lot of people don't understand. If you don't have a business where social media is your business model because you rely on it, because you're forced to rely on it, then you just don't understand. I mean, it's like you have to be on these platforms. We don't want to be. We'd love it if everybody would just go to our website. It would be fantastic.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
We've been preaching that for years. We've been like, please, for the love of God, just go to our website. Like,
don't rely on a social media platform to get you there.
Yeah, but people don't do it. And so we would perish if we got off of social media. We would go, bye-bye. Like, there would be no more Chicks on the Right. We have to be on these social media platforms. There's no way around it. Like, it would be nice if we could just be like, okay, we're just going to leave Facebook because we don't like them.
Yeah, they suck, and so we're mad at them, and we're just going to ignore the fact that we currently have 1.4 million people who we can potentially reach at any given time, even when we're squelched. I mean, the only way that we can tell those people where we're going to go next when the shit eventually does hit the fan, as we know it will, is through the current platform.
It's bad business, you guys. It's bad business. And it's not only is it bad business, but it's suicide. It's absolute suicide. It's business suicide. And so why would we do that? Why would we look at Facebook and be like, okay, we're going to go ahead and commit business suicide because we don't like you.
Now, if you're a person like this dude that wrote us this email, if you're just a person who wants to, out of principle, you want to take your personal stuff off, I completely get it.
Right.
I would do the same thing if we weren't attached to Facebook for our business, but we are. And so for as long as we can continue to be, we're gonna be.
Right.
And so if you're a person who's mad at us for continuing to be on these platforms, understand that that's why we're doing it. If we didn't have to, we wouldn't, but that's why we're doing it. And if you're mad about that even still, and you decide, I'm not gonna follow those chicks anymore, that's fine. There is literally no reason to tell us about it.
Right.
You don't have to tell us
because, you know, probably you don't understand how businesses work that rely on this model. And that's okay. But don't bitch at us because I don't want to hear it because we've been doing this for 12 years. And frankly, we've been giving you content for free. So I hope you've enjoyed it. And, you know, and don't yell at us.
We work really hard at it.
Right. And don't yell at us when, you know, we are just trying to stay afloat. That's basically what we've been doing. We're not sugarcoating it. That's basically what we're trying to do. We are trying to stay alive in this environment. That's what we're trying to do. Period.
I mean, that's it.
That's what we're trying to do. Yeah.
And then and like
I said yesterday, they're going to have to take me out of there kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
I am not leaving. I am not leaving Facebook until they take me down.
Yeah. And we know it's going to happen. You guys are not oblivious to this.
Right.
I mean, especially, you know, YouTube. Did you see YouTube now has got like a 7-day suspension on Trump's account? And
totally.
They don't even, there's nothing, there's no reason except that, well, in light of everything that's happening, we're just going to go ahead and follow suit with the rest of these other social media platforms.
Because they said that his speech was dangerous and incendiary and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, on YouTube? Really? I mean, like, what? How? because he gave presidential speeches? Like, I don't, like, what? What?
It's just nonsense.
It is. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. So it is, like Mock says, it's a matter of time. It's just that we're going to continue to try to communicate with our followers the best that we can until that time that they shut us down. We're going to take advantage of that at every opportunity, because why would we not do that?
And frankly, if you're watching this right now, you're doing the same thing.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that's the thing, is that we're all trying to stay connected desperately until we're disconnected from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the only way for us to tell you, if we do get disconnected from where you're watching right now, you need to know the options and where else we are. That's why that post is out there at chicksontheright.com.
Right.
So, and I think, you know, I guess it's fine. Like, if this guy really felt this need to tell us, I have a lot of choices in conservative information, and I'm going to find a replacement for you. All right, fine, whatever. But his last line is what pissed me off the most, where he was like, good luck. I may check back in a month to see if anything has changed. I mean,
like, you missies, you need to get off of this platform, missies. Like, it's, you know, yeah, right. I know.
Eat a bag.
Right.
Dude.
It's God. I know, it drives me crazy. Like, don't act like you're like some sort of virtuous person by getting off of the platform and then telling us that we need to get off the platform. Dude, this is our business. Like, we have to do this. And we've been giving you this content we've been trying to provide this to you as well as the community for 12 years. So go bugger off. Go complain to somebody else. Yeah, exactly. No, you don't get to do that.
I have a TikTok to share.
I love TikToks. That are yours and not mine.
Everyone is going to love this guy. It's funny because, you know, China knows exactly what content I'm interested in. So they feed it right in to my feed. And what I'm seeing a lot of are Black conservatives who are getting louder and louder about how angry they are with the whole label that white people get for being white supremacists and racist and all this stuff.
Before you start, I wonder how soon it'll be before these people are squelched on TikTok.
It's already happening.
It's a Chinese app, but I wonder like when that will start happening.
They already banned Trump, you know, so like every,
right.
So there, and I'm starting to hear like there's, if you go, I posted on my radio page yesterday, there's a video of a woman, it's absolutely incredible. There's some Black chick who made a TikTok laughing about the death of that Ashley Babbitt lady at the Capitol. So she basically there's like a newspaper headline above her that says Ashley Babbitt killed by Capitol Police. And so this Black woman who's making the TikTok is like, oh, Ashley Babbitt died. Oh, well. And that's her video, right?
My God.
So, yeah, it was so awful. So this other woman, a white woman, thought, oh, my God, I cannot believe that content is fine, right? I'm going to do a test, and I'm going to make a video that's exactly the same, only it's going to be George Floyd's picture. And
right.
I'm gonna see what happens. It was taken down almost instantaneously, and the other lady's video is still up. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
It's just madness what's happening right now. And so I love hearing the perspective of Black conservatives who are pushing back against the narrative of a lot of their own people. Right? They're always lumped into having to vote Democrat, having to be, you know, liberal. And I've never seen a more compelling example than this man who is a convicted murderer.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's so good. I'm going to play it. The people watching are going to be able to see it. You don't need to see his face. Just know that he is a Black man. I guess he's probably around 50 is my guess. And I'll hold it up for those of you watching that you can see it, but just listen to this.
I need you to understand something. Just because someone is a Republican and was a Trump supporter doesn't mean that they're a horrible racist and want to overthrow the government. 1992, I committed a homicide, a brutal homicide. I turned myself into a white police officer who's a Trump supporter and a Republican from Fayetteville, Georgia. He supported me through 20 years of incarceration, and when I got out, bought me lawn care equipment because I couldn't get a job. He's one of my most ardent supporters to this day. How did I get out of prison? It was a white Confederate son, a Trump supporter, a Republican, moved me into his home, and I spent 3.5 years there until I could develop my own life, stand up on my own 2 feet, and build my own success. These two men are awesome people. They love people. They do not support anarchy, overthrow of the government. They don't support anything that hurts people. Just because someone aligns themselves with an ideology that's different from yours, just as these men, we have different ideologies, doesn't mean that they're against you. Hear that?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing, but I can't believe that that actually has to be said out loud in a TikTok video, you know?
Like, well, I mean, it totally does, because like now we're getting all lumped in. All Trump supporters need to be, I mean, the words that I've been hearing out of media people lately, that we need to be re-educated, that we need to be deprogrammed, that we need to be stripped away of our ability to have jobs in society. I mean, it's incredible. We're like the new scarlet letter wearing yellow star wearing group.
Right. It's so, right. I mean, it harkens back to like that time, which is kind of crazy. But it's just crazy to me. Like, it's not common sense that, so what? So I like the policies.
Right.
So who gives a crap?
It doesn't mean we're anarchists.
Right. It doesn't mean I'm an anarchist, and it also doesn't mean I'm a racist, I'm a homophobe, I'm a sexist, I'm any of those things. It doesn't mean I'm any of those things. It just means that I want those policies. I mean, it's like, we've been screaming this for 12 years. It just means that we like the policies.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know what? It doesn't even mean that you like the man. You may not even like the man. You're just a conservative. That's it.
Yeah. In fact, I think there's so many of us out here that, you know, because people have gotten mad at me over the last 4 years when I've been critical of Trump, because there are some people who are his supporters who feel like if you criticize him at all, you don't get to call yourself a conservative. And Trump is, I mean, I voted for him twice, okay? And I loved the first 4 years where we were just winning all the time until COVID happened, right?
Right.
I mean, he created the most unbelievable economy of all time. He did so many things right, and I appreciated that. But I also saw his flaws, and there are many. And if you can be honest with yourself, you'll see that. Some of his behaviors they made me very uncomfortable. Some of his tweets made me very uncomfortable. It didn't mean I didn't love the work that he was doing.
Right.
And so people are, like, anymore, people have such a hard time separating things and ideas from other things and ideas and people. It's just weird, you know?
Yeah, but I think a lot of that, though, Mock, is it's also the media does that, and then our side does that. I say our side. Conservatives do that as well. Everything gets very conflated.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a pendulum. And then there are like a lot of people in between. There's all these people that are floating in between that don't get represented ever. It's like nobody, you don't hear from those people. You don't, which is why we do what we do, right? And this is why we've always done what we do, because it's like, hello, we're also conservatives, and we are so not represented. That's the reason we started our site, because we were like, we're conservative, and oh, by the way, you know, like, I love Jesus, but I cuss, and then, you know, like, we don't do it anymore, but, like, we wear mini skirts, we are not white dudes, we're not very buttoned up, we like to have fun, we don't talk in a way that's, like, you know, like pundits, you know, we're not like, oh, let's talk about policy. You know, we talk about it like we're two chicks talking about politics over chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant. Right.
Yep.
I mean, it's like this, and that's how normal people talk about politics, is they talk about it with their friends and family in a very casual way. There's a whole sect of people right now that is completely under and just unrepresented. And they're not being talked about in the media. It's like the far right is being talked about probably a lot right now.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while you get a sprinkle of the far left, right? But nobody's talking about like this. Nobody's talking about regular, normal, everyday Americans who are just going to work every day, supporting their families. And they're like, we're the ones who pay for all you schmucks.
And when they do try to come out in large numbers to be heard, then they get hijacked
right.
by some idiots
right.
on our side.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm still going back to like last and, week and when
London.
Everyone was like, it was yeah. only Antifa who created havoc at the Capitol. Stop it. There yeah. are crazy people on our side. You guys, we know we put them in prison. We've
right.
dealt with them personally. So like we've got to get out of that whole... Like, everything is black and white. It's not. There are so many shades of gray in all mm-hmm. of this.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous, I think, for everybody when people become so totally siloed into this rigid way of thinking where they can't recognize faults of their own.
But I can see their anger because what sucks is that, you know, we can see that there were MAGA people there that went a little nuts that day.
Yeah.
That went a lot nuts that day. And there were Antifa people there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that there, what happens is that in our society, they're the only ones who get convicted, right?
Right?
They're the only, like our side is the only side who gets reprimanded,
mm-hmm.
who gets convicted for crimes,
and who gets called domestic terrorists,
right?
Yeah,
when in fact the terrorism was happening all this summer.
Yeah. I mean, the BLM and Antifa people literally set the stage for what we saw.
Right.
I mean, that's where they learned that behavior like that actually gets results.
Right.
Because you get bailed out by Kamala.
By the vice president of the United States.
Yeah. Policies start changing as a result of you being a belligerent psychopath
right.
and tearing down businesses and hurting people.
Exactly.
That's what we saw happening over the summer. Is it any wonder that people on the like on the fringes of our side what felt like, what else are we going to do?
Yeah.
That's so, that's where they were taught.
So what a mind screw that is.
It is.
You know, what an absolute mind screw. You know, from a psychological perspective, there are so many people out here going, wait, I don't understand. How can it be okay here and then not okay here? And it's like it's applauded over here and it's domestic terrorism over here. I don't get it. Somebody, it's because there are different rules for conservatives and liberals. Well, that's going to make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are. It's everything is worse. And now that we're doing, you know, we've got an inauguration coming up in what, 8 days, 7 days?
7 days,
seven, 8 days. We got an inauguration where, you know, it's like it is going to be completely overshadowed by this impeachment. It's completely over. They had a chance. They had their chance to say, hey, you know what? We're going to move forward. We're going to go ahead and we're going to focus on everything he's going to do. We're going to focus on unifying the country, which is the theme of this inauguration, right? Which is a bunch of bullshit because they have no intention of unifying the country. They have every intention, at least in my perspective. Y'all may disagree with me, but I feel like they have no intention of unifying the country. They feel they have power, they're thirsty for it, and they just want to keep pummeling conservatives. This is what I feel like they want to do, which makes me on edge. And it makes me on edge. I can only imagine what it makes a lot of other people feel like.
Right. It just is making everything worse.
Right.
And so, in essence, they are inciting more violence because they are doing the exact opposite of what the worst fringes of our side are desperate for, right? They're doing the exact opposite. And so when you've got like angry people that are willing to do crazy things, and then you do the things that have made them crazy in the first place, it's not like they're going to stop being crazy. You know what I mean? They're just going to keep right on crazying.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the beast.
Yeah. I mean, it's vindictive and it's nasty. And you do not get people to cross that boundary and shake your hand by doing this. That's not how you do it. You just further separate. You further, everybody is just so much worse off by this. I cannot believe they pursued impeachment again.
You already did it.
It's like, what are you trying to do?
Well, it's happening. Like, today he will be impeached by the House again. And it's going to be like a vote of 223 to 205, I think, were the last numbers that I saw. So it is happening. And actually, McConnell is signaling that he's glad. And so who knows? You know, the Senate, they're not even back in session until the 19th.
Well,
so
McConnell,
what they're going to do,
McConnell
I have no idea.
Suck it. And he's one of those guys that's like crawling out of there. And he's a politics guy, right?
Right.
Like a lot of these people are politics people who are like, I'm going to just go on whatever side that I can continue to stay in the good graces of whoever is in power. There are a lot of people like that. And I don't respect those people. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't.
And I mean, like, as if it was... Nancy Pelosi, I swear to God, I swear this decision that she made was just to troll the entire conservative movement.
Totally.
She put Eric Swalwell as one of the impeachment managers. Swalwell.
Oh, my God. That guy shouldn't even be in there.
Right.
Talk about being impeached. You know what I mean? Like, if there was a way to impeach him, for national security reasons, that guy should be the hell out of there.
It's just like, amazing to
It's remarkable how there are such double standards. It's unreal to me. Like, we should not be paying that guy one red cent at this point. I can't believe it.
They're diluting every big thing ever. Like, every bad thing that can happen, they're diluting the meaning of. They did it with racism. We know that. I mean, right. They diluted that word forever ago. But they're now diluting what it means to be impeached. I mean, you know what I mean? They're diluting what it means to be a domestic terrorist. They're doing things in a context where he was trying to rally the troops and not create violence. They've decided because violence was created that is his fault.
Right.
And it's madness how they're doing that.
Yeah. And then you know what? What comes around goes around. And you don't think that we're going to try to pursue this on the other side?
And that's crazy, right?
It is
crazy. What is happening to our country?
Completely crazy. It's like now they've set the stage where we saw this in the first impeachment. They've set the stage where every single time a president gets into office, they're going to be like, so what can we impeach him for? Because we don't like him.
Let's just start a bunch of investigations.
Yeah. Let's just spend 4 years investigating this jackwad because we don't like him. And so what can we impeach him for? You don't think we can try to impeach Biden because he's like in cognitive decline?
I think the Democrats will do that on their own.
Totally. Let's impeach him. Can you imagine Kamala as president? Good Lord. Y'all, we are so screwed.
Although 25th Amendment, Joe Biden.
Oh, well,
I mean, of course. But I mean,
They had that plan 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, I believe that too.
Right.
Anyway, that's all very depressing. So I didn't mean for everything to be like so... dark today.
I know. It's funny because we get on, like, we kind of, about 2-3 minutes before we get on, we're like, okay, we kind of have an idea of what we're going to talk about, and then we go completely off the rails, and we think, oh, it's going to be sort of uplifting today.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about Bruce Willis.
Oh, Bruce Willis, you guys. We can end with Bruce Willis. Yes, Mock.
Bruce Willis,
Was it a Rite Aid that he walked into?
I think so.
It was a Rite Aid.
Yeah, I think it was a Rite Aid.
Right.
Yeah, and it was in L.A., and it was on Monday, and he was asked to leave the Rite Aid because he refused to wear a mask.
Yippee-ki-yay!
And I just love that, man. Live hard, Bruce Willis.
Right,
you
I love it.
Live hard.
You guys, he refused to wear a mask. Can I just point out that he's still hot?
He's still pretty hot. How old is he?
65 years old.
Wow.
65.
Once again, reminding me how old I am.
Right. He still looks good. And I will also say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Fight me on it.
Oh, my God. That's not even an argument.
It's my favorite Christmas movie. Just FYI, everybody. But, yeah.
Also, did you hear that Nicole Kidman is going to be Lucille Ball in, like, a biopic about her?
All right. I can see that. I mean,
I don't know if I can.
I bet you Deborah Messing's head is exploding.
Well, and to be fair, Deborah Messing makes a great Lucille.
Yeah,
I hate her,
but she's annoying. Ugh, she's so annoying.
I know.
She does make a good Lucille Ball, but Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, it's going to be Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem is going to be Desi Arnaz.
Well, Nicole Kidman's a better actress.
She is a very fine actress. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, have you heard all the Sex and the City gossip?
Yes, there's a bunch of Sex and the City's coming back, which I don't think that there should ever be do-overs. I don't like how they bring these shows back. I'm not a fan of that, but they're bringing back. If you guys were fans of Sex and the City, they're bringing it back for 10 shows.
Oh, is it just 10?
Just 10 shows, a half hour each.
And they make more than $1 million a piece for each episode.
But it's only the three of them.
Right.
Samantha, what's her name?
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall is not coming back because she hates all those girls.
She hates them so much.
They hate each other. Yeah.
And Sarah Jessica Parker is so desperately trying to be like, there's no cat fight.
No.
Why are you trying to say there's a cat fight?
I mean, all like each other. And then Kim Cattrall's like, I hate those bitches.
Jessica Parker is mean. That's what she said. She's mean.
Can you see that? I could totally see where she would be mean.
Totally. Right. Now, it does. The new one isn't called Sex and the City. It's called And Just Like That. That's the name
that,
of it.
That's it? I feel like you should say something after that.
I know, because it even has dot, dot, dots at the
end. Right, right.
So
it's like it follows them in their 50s.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Because they're in their 50s.
So I bet they're just going to be talking about how they've had hot flashes all night. That's it. I mean, really, what are they going to talk about? Like, they're going to talk about taking kids to swim practice, how they have hot flashes all night.
Yeah, because aren't they all going to... They're all married, right? They're all going to probably have the kids.
Right, they're all married. They have to talk about that and careers and, like, juggling all that crap. It can't be half as, like, fun as, like, when they were in their 30s. I mean, let's just get real. And then, listen, this is another thing I'm so afraid of with this reboot, because this happens to all the shows. It's going to be politicized.
Oh, without... Yeah. For sure.
You know, they're going to all be liberal freaks, and they're all going to be talking about how conservatives suck, and they're going to be living in New York City, and there's not going to be one mention of the fact that New York is like, completely sucktastic now, because it's not a good place to live, because liberals have ruined it. They won't talk about that at all. I mean, this is the thing, is that they're going to politicize it, because they politicize everything now, and then it becomes sucky, and then you can't remember how awesome it was when it was on originally. This is what I hate about all these reboots.
And this is why The Daily Wire is entering Hollywood, right? They're entering the entertainment business, because we need more stuff that doesn't get political, that's on the liberal side every single solitary time.
I know. Right.
Super excited about that.
I am too. I'm super excited about Daily Wire. But this whole, I mean, in a half hour, 10 times, I don't know. It's going to be lame, you guys.
I'm still going to watch it. I mean, I'm at least going to look at the first episode. I can't help myself.
Yeah, and then what's her name, Miranda? The whole time I'll be like, she's a lesbian in real life. Like,
yeah, I thought the whole new rule is that unless you're straight, you can't play straight, and unless you're gay, you can't play gay.
It's a rule, so they need to put in a straight girl to play the straight girl, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's as far as I understand, that's the new rules.
It's not our rule. That's Hollywood's role, right?
We didn't do that.
We didn't say that. Yeah, exactly. All right, you guys.
I got to go learn about Uganda, because Uganda's in the news. So.
All right, go learn about Uganda. I got to go write a press release. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. You guys have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On every edition of the Sarah Carter Podcast, I say we're taking back the story, and that's exactly what we have to do. Whether it's the Russia hoax, the relentless attacks on President Trump, pretending Antifa doesn't exist, or covering up for the repressive Chinese government, the mainstream media isn't interested in the truth. It's up to us to uncover the truth and share it with others. Please join me in taking back the story on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.